the living room. It is some special Friday on a Friday programming. Jason Friday here.
Yo, yo, yo.
If you just tuned in, he's been here for like over 30, 40 minutes already. It's an early edition. We're playing back our favorite songs from 2024. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. There's a billion songs and a billion records, but when you really come down to your favorites, it's kind of like what one stood out in a different way. Like for Maggie Rogers, I liked her, but I wasn't like, oh, she's the, you know, the greatest thing. But then when I played her last album, I did an album dive into it. So I really researched it and listened to it a lot. I was like, wow, you know, I turned a corner. I was like, I really love her. So I love that song, In the Living Room.
It's so good. She is so talented. It's crazy. Just unbelievable voice. Songwriting's great. Everything.
And I did want to give a shout out to the song before that. That's the LA artist, another great local music spotlight artist, Catherine Lovett. And the song Almost, Always Almost There. We have a friend who does some music placement. It could be that landing. Well, some of her music could be landing on some shows. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Okay, so one of the biggest artists, I think you'll agree with me. I don't want to do all the talking, but you know, I like to take over conversations.
I know.
One of the biggest artists for us in 2024 was this band from Luxembourg called Francis of Delirium. I will give Rob Romero some credit. He does hosts a Saturday night show here. He sent me a note and just said, hey, you should check out this song, Blue Tuesday. I was like, oh, cool. Thanks, Rob. And then I listened to it. And then I listened to the whole record called Lighthouse. And I was completely blown away. I got her to come here to the station. Her name's Yana Bearrich. She came to the station for a SoCal Sound session. Then we went to the Moroccan Lounge. Chills. We had chills. Hair standing up on our arms. It was the most, this is like, there's something so special here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen with Francis of Delirium, but I love that we were on the beginning of it.
I can't believe, Robbie, thank you, man, because you changed our life. It's just the talent, the simplicity, the beauty. It goes on forever. It's like literally, I'm stuck in like a, It's, as you said, your hairs stand up on your arm.
It was great.
And you literally become emotional.
And one of the last songs she played at the show was the last song on the record, which is Give It Back to Me. And the whole crowd was singing. There's a part that was, I could almost cry thinking about it. But she came by and played solo. I'm going to play one of those live performances right now. So it's Francis of Delirium, our favorite songs from 2024. It's Friday on a Friday, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
When your darkness has a sound, when it fills you years and now, all you hear, it brings you down, just give it back to me. When you're hoping for a cure, when you're never really sure, when I wanna just be yours, oh, give it back to me. When the pain is so intense, and all the lights keep turning red, when the breath you wish you had goes, give it back to me. Back to me. I was bleeding in my heart. I was blown and ripped apart. You came back and helped restart it. You brought it back to me. When the darkness takes you home, when the life you thought you'd know escapes and grabs you, won't let go, just give it back. Give it back, give it back to me. Give it back to me when the future's never sure, when the light is never yours. the silence, take the breath and hold the moment, take the rest. When your eyes are going red, just give it back to me. When you're feeling like the clown, when the ice freezes, holds you down, when the world, it just goes round, then give it back, give it back. Give it back to me.
songs from 2024. It's Real Estate and Somebody New. Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
It's Friday and a Friday. I can't believe we're at year end and we're like doing year end stuff.
It's this year, as I mentioned before, is totally insane.
So that's off their album Daniel. We had a tough time picking our favorite song. I think originally you picked a different one, didn't you? Of Flowers.
Yeah.
There's also Water Underground, brand new. I like that one because what's the line in it? Hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
What's got into you? I love it. So that's great. It's the best stuff. So it is the time of year where we turn to you. We're not doing a full-on pledge drive. But did you know that giving doesn't just feel good? It does good. Supporting the SoCal Sound with your year-end donation makes a huge difference in our ability to deliver great music and content. Plus, everyone who donates between now and right before midnight on December 31st, you're entered in our winter sweepstakes. Two-night stay at the Grand Idlewild Lodge. You can select some swag as a thank you gift as well. Check it all out. We've got a zip-up hoodie, the Tom Petty t-shirt.
Yeah.
The peace tote is back. Find out more by going to the SoCalSound.org. I wouldn't mind a two-night stay in the mountains. How come you never take me anywhere?
I took you to Italy.
You sure did. Yeah. That was a while ago. I don't know if it counts. That's okay. Over a year ago.
You're right.
We need to move on to our next adventure.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to continue with our top songs from 2024. I was so excited when Bon Iver was coming out with a three-song EP called Sable. It's like going back to that original record for Emma forever ago, which I absolutely love. The song is Spayside. I'm trying to talk fast because we've got to get in all these songs. That's Bon Iver, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I know now that I can't make good how I wish I could go back and put me where you stood. Nothing's really something now, the whole thing's soot. Serves to suffer, make a hole in my foot, and I hope you look as I fill my book. Oh, what a waste of wood. Nothing's really happened like I thought it would. Such a violent spree. But maybe you can still make a man from me here on Spayside Key. with what's left of me as you live and breathe. I really know now what had hold on me.
Our favorite songs from 2024. Friday and a Friday, Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
The Greeting Committee did a song with Flip Turn, and there you have it. That is Where'd All My Friends Go. A lot of people love that song. I saw that on a couple people's lists of top tens or more.
Yeah.
We are going to cruise through. Okay, I saw a funny tweet the other day. St. Vincent tweeted out, my favorite record of 2024 is MJ Lenderman. Fanning, I think it's called Fanning Fireworks. I did an album dive into it. Anyway, this song crushed it. She's Leaving You. You might as well just put your clothes back on because she's leaving you. 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
We'll be right back.
to call you, I just fall through every time. I wish I'd waved when I saw you, I just watched you passing by. So much coming through every hour too, can't get enough of you. You come around, I'm ruined. You come around, I'm ruined. You gave me no answer, nor asked me to lie. You just gave me an amethyst from your jeweled vest as you cried. So much coming through every hour too, can't get enough of you. As the fern bent to the window, and we drew to alignment as the water soaked the pillow.
Beautiful, beautiful song. Our favorite songs from 2024. We saw Adrian Lenker downtown at the old, what used to be the Ace Hotel. What is it called? Broadway something.
United. Oh, yeah. Broadway, yeah.
She's the greatest. I can't wait. In 2025, there should be a new Big Thief record, and I love her so much. So we're going through our top songs of 2024. We're also going through the year and thinking about how great it is and how great this station is. Your year-end donation to the SoCal Sound fuels this amazing 24/7 musical sanctuary. You can also give the gift of a SoCal Sound membership during this beautiful holiday season.
Amen to that.
You sign up, you pay the bill, but you say, hey, if you have someone that's difficult to buy for, like, because they can just buy whatever they want, give them a gift of membership, and then all year round, they're eligible for free concert tickets. They also get invites to special members-only events. You can also pick a thank you gift to send directly to them, like the SoCal Sound Peace Tote, which is backed by popular demand. We also have the SoCal Sound Umbrella. And how about the Tom Petty Tribute T-shirt? Find photos of all this great stuff on our website at thesocalsound.org. Jason is here. I'm so sad that you did not get to see Snack Time live in May when I saw them in Philly. I was hoping they were coming to hoping they were coming to LA, but they didn't make it. I'm thinking maybe in 2025. Such a great band, a party band. They lean a little jazz-ish.
Yeah.
One of their songs. We have a little jazz vibe coming up next as we play our top songs from 2024 right here on Friday on a Friday, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
We get back to the music.
Faster.
Here at the SoCal Sound, we believe that public radio represents the past, present, and future of music curation. Hi there, it's Mookie from 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Join me every weeknight after Matt Pinfield and before Bilingual Sounds. Evenings with Mookie is 6 to 10 p.m. with classic B-sides, new indie rock, plenty of local music spotlights, and more. Join me weekday evenings on the SoCal Sound and the SoCal Sound app.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from the LA Phil, presenting Arlo Parks January 17th at Walt Disney Concert Hall. The two-time Grammy nominee brings her unique sound and poetic lyrics to the concert hall for the first time, performing songs from her recent album, My Soft Machine, the follow-up to her award-winning debut record, Collapsed in Sunbeams. Tickets for Arlo Parks at Walt Disney Concert Hall on January 17th are available at laphil.com.
Support comes from Amoeba Music Hollywood, the store for holiday gift giving. Amoeba is a great destination for all genres of new music, classic favorites, and limited edition vinyl, plus tons of movies. There's also turntables and audio gear, shirts, books, and collectibles. Located at 6200 Hollywood Boulevard at Argyle with on-site parking or online at amoeba.com.
Support for the SoCal Sound is made possible by Subaru of Glendale. During the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event, a Subaru is even more than a Subaru. It's a chance to help neighbors and communities. For every car purchased or leased, Subaru and Subaru of Glendale will donate up to $325 to charity. By the end of this, their 17th year, Subaru will have donated over $320 million to charities like the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels America, and the National Park Foundation. Subaru of Glendale is located on Brand Boulevard, just off the 5 and 134 freeways. Information available at SubaruofGlendale.com. That's SubaruofGlendale.com.
Hey, this is Nick Harcourt. You know, marketing your business or organization can be very tough in today's ad-saturated world. We're bombarded from all directions with advertising. Becoming a SoCal Sound sponsor or underwriter is a different proposition. Let us help your business message really stand out with a little class. Give us a call for more information. 818-677-7163. That's 818-677-7163.
New music discovery.
Discovery.
On 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Some days we go through the fire, and some nights are golden dark. When you feel your good has expired, the music is a good place to start. If you came to party, we'll show you how. Come as you are, so we can all get down. The world is so divided, we got to unite. Goodbye. Guy, and I'll lead you to shore. Just drop all the baggage, leave it all on the back.
happens, just know I got you.
If you came to party, we'll show you how. Come as you are, so we can all get down. The world is so divided, we got to unite. Good vibrations make it feel alright.
This is why I'm the honest.
That is so good. Wait, one more. That is The Sorcerers. Off their record, I Too Am a Stranger. They are a jazz band from Leeds, and I can't wait for them to one day come to Los Angeles. That record is such a feel-good. I have I love a little bit of jazz, and it sounded so, so good. We also played Snack Time before that together. They're a Philly band.
It's a Philly thing.
They will be coming to L.A. at some point in 2025, and I hope we all get to see them perform live. It is our best songs of 2024. Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
We're just kind of cruising through these. I'm trying to fit all these songs in before our time is up. One of our, we saw Haley Hendricks in Portland perform live.
I know. God,
wouldn't you say it's one of your favorite records from the year, Seed of a Seed?
Like, literally, though. Almost every song I have such feeling and passion for, so yes.
Let's get into her song, Gemini. It's our favorite songs from 2024 on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
There's a woman in the corner claiming she is just the former one of me, and I am her just out of context. And this weight that I've been leaning in, the persons I'm deceiving, and the food that I've been eating says I'm processed. And I can lack communication, I can lack coordination inside my awkward occupations like a fortress. And then she spits into the ground, she says, well, I'll just figure out if she's me. If I'm her, it's just a process. And all the texts that I've avoided, all the persons I've annoyed with, all my flighty conversations out of context, and the car keys I have locked inside, the dishes I have dropped beside, the useless things I've bought for someone's profit. And there's a woman in the corner claiming she is just the former one of me, and I'm her just out of context. And then she kissed me on the mouth, she said, well, I'll just figure out. Gone too long without her, and I'm alone, and I'm addicted to my phone. She cuts the cord, she pulls the power, and makes me sit with my baggage, all the haggard things I didn't want to feel. She peels me back like I'm her cabbage. And there's the woman in the corner who makes me pull the cover just to stare at purple clover off the highway and see the clover as a gift. Gift I almost missed. You know I finally begin to feel better.
optimist. Swears hope dies last, and shoots the lamplight clean from the brake man's hand. It's always the darkest right before the end. And you could say that no one here really believes. In the future, imperfection, that things aren't what they seem. Like a sucker with a scratcher, with a dream.
Stabbing at the ashtray like it might give up the truth, like it might finally confess who else you need. And drove by the light of the moon. 4 hours to the desert from the drawing room. This year's wine tasted suspicious, but just enough like love. God must be with the outcasts, 'cause when I call, you come. At this late hour, won't have to beg mercy for defeat. Just drop your hands the way love taught you. Ash white and voodoo, deathless as a weed. I like to keep you. I'm starting to feel like, how long can you love someone for the weakness they conceal?
It fills my emotions. It's Father John Misty and Screamland off that new record that we did an album dive into this week, Mahash Mashana.
So good.
Favorite songs from 2024. Doesn't this feel great?
It does,
it's
actually.
It's kind of fun to put them all together.
Yeah.
It's Friday on a Friday. I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
We have to keep our breaks brief because I want to play all the songs that were on my list, and we got to keep going. But it's funny. Name some heavy bands that you like that I'm like, oh, that's too heavy, that you go to see.
Oh my God, Better Lovers, Converge, like terrible and then bands.
So what's so great though is you love those bands.
Yeah.
This next song was also one of your favorite songs. Do you want to mention why real quick? Or should I just play it? Just, we'll talk out of it.
Yeah, we'll talk out
of
it.
All right, Jason Friday's favorite, one of his favorite songs from 2024. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Jason Friday's favorite songs from 2024. If Hillary's listening, LOL. No, I only made fun because it's a beautiful song. Just because you sometimes love such heavy music.
Yeah.
That this was such a light, even though it's kind of a heavy song, but it's like so pretty and light. But I like that you're so diverse.
I have feelings.
You do have feelings. Okay, it is our best of 2024. We have one more song to go. By the way, it's the end of the year. We are not doing a pledge drive right now, but we are asking, would it be amazing if you supported us with your year-end giving?
Yes.
It could possibly be a tax deduction.
Uh-huh.
Also, we cannot stress enough how important it is to see as many first-time donors as possible. It shows our growth. It shows the bosses and the higher-up levels, like, hey, we got all of these brand-new members because they believe in us so much.
Yeah.
We also love our consistent subscribing members who donate every single time. Maybe you donated last year-end. Great. You could throw a little extra in the kitty right now. You can also get a great thank you gift. You're up for that winter sweepstakes, staying two nights in a beautiful mountain resort.
We going.
Find out more by going to thesocalsound.org. Okay, one of our favorite concerts. We didn't have time to even talk about everything. One of our favorite concerts was just recently, Mondo Cosmo played the Gibson Guitar Showroom.
So beautiful.
His new record, Its Principle, is just gorgeous. And I think we can agree, your brother, Sean Friday, plays drums on this song.
Yeah.
This is probably my favorite song of 2024. Even though it's kind of impossible to pick a favorite, it's like having a bunch of kids and you're like, which one's the favorite? And you're like, I can't pick. Actually, that one's my favorite.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. It's Killing Floor. We're going to dig way into Matt Pinfield's show. He's up next. Until next time, my pretties, have a great weekend.
Yes.
And let's play the best song in the world. It's Mondo Cosmo, Killing Floor on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
She was a singer in a punk band when she came for me. He found stability a redeeming thing. I remember when we left the party at that actor's house. He said sometimes the edges will not meet up. Something in their eyes when they walk away. Something.